This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In my mind, Romans chapter 8 is one of the most important chapters in the whole Bible. It is packed with truth, which, if understood and applied, will make all the difference in the world in the way you experience Christianity. In chapter 6, we focused on positional realities. Chapter 7 focused on practical dynamics. In chapter 8, we will look at the powerful potential available to all who trust in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. We could outline the chapter as follows: powerful potential in facing daily life, powerful potential in facing the future, and powerful potential in facing opposition. The more I thought about it, I felt it would be interesting to do a basic devotional study, answering questions like, what does this chapter teach us about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit? What does this teach us about man, both unsaved and saved? What does it teach us about the world in which we live? Are there promises to claim, commands to obey, or warnings to heed? Answering these questions will get to the heart of what Paul says in this very important chapter in the book of Romans. When I reflected on the first question about God the Father, I came up with three basic answers: God's plan determined, God's plan delivered, and God's plan delighted in. Read the chapter again and note the places where reference is made to God the Father. In our next visit, we will begin to explore these three points. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.